Welcome to my dream, and how are you? Will you be here long, or just passing through? Brush off that stardust, where have you been? Don't tell me my rainbow was late getting in. Welcome to my dream, it now seems real. You're what it needed to make it ideal. So glad you got here, and I hope you can stay. But welcome to my dream.
Yes, I met some very nice people, some very, very, very nice people, but you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true, and that's where I first met you, and you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sackett to Dover, and now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dream.
let me alone. They don't get paid to take vacations, oh, let me alone. They spy on me, they try to hide, they don't let me alone. They persecute me, they're the judge and jury all in one.
Had a dream about the bacon. victory would be to be a Beatle for real.
Uh-oh.
They let me stand up front with John, George, and Paul.
Wild thing. shakers, I'm twisting little shakers, we're screaming all over the place. Old people moaning and young people groaning, yeah, it sure was a heck of a sight. I had them in stitches when I take my tight britches, when I dreamed I was a beetle last night. Shaking my head, Paul was really singing, and the crowd was really swinging, and we must have been knocking them dead. You could tell how they were feeling by the way that they were squealing, and a stomping and a clapping their hands. We did twist and shout, yeah, baby, work it on out, and then we sang, I wanna hold you. Well, there I stood on a big bandstand with my hair hanging down in my face. 37 acres of twisting little checkers were screaming all over the place. Old people moaning and young people groaning, yeah, it sure was a heck of a sight. I had them in stitches when I checked my tight britches, when I dreamed I was a beetle last night.
Thing that ever happened to me, I dreamed I was Elvis Presley. I just got out of my Cadillac town when a few thousand women come and gathered around. They picked on my clothes and my two-tone shoes. I got so excited, didn't know what to do. Yeah, it took me forever. Yeah, I dreamed it was Elvis. They took me for Elvis, bought it a how many times. My old hound dog let out a moaning wail when they cut the souvenirs off his big long tail. He laid back his ears, started to run, but the girls didn't care, they were having the fun. I really got to a moaning the blues when he stepped all over my two-tone shoe. Yeah, I dreamed it was Elvis. Yeah, I took me for Elvis. They thought it was Elvis, bought it a how many times. Started kind of getting ready to go when they ripped off almost all my clothes. I looked all around, no help in sight. I was beginning to think I wouldn't get out alive. A few thousand women nearly cooked my goose, and I was plenty glad when I got loose. Yeah, I dreamed it was Elvis. Yeah, thought it was Elvis. They took me for Elvis, bought it a how many times. Well, I jumped back in that Cadillac of mine. My old hound dog was right behind. I tell you boys, I had an awful night. Those sweet loving women really put up a fight. When I woke up, I was down on the floor, and I hope I never dreamed I was ever seen no more. Yeah, I dreamed it was Elvis. Yeah, I thought it was Elvis. They took me for Elvis, bought it a how many times.
My fate, and at dawn right on to the pearly gate, there stood St. Peter, who took my hand, saying, hurry on in and join a heavenly band. There was old Hank Williams and his robe so white, up there a-singing, I saw the light, while Rose sang, Sally, let your bangs hang down, boy, till Monday it is slipping around. Then out of the chute came Red so fine, shouting and a-singing just any old time. Then Ernest Tubb did his talking blues, and Jerry Irby sang, Born to Lose. Well, Grandpa Jones didn't seem to care. He shouted, shouted aloud, "Here, Rattler, here." And there was Wayne Rainey not far behind, singing, "Haul off and love me one more time." The Mayo's brothers were up there too, harmonizing on "What About You." And even Eddie Arnold was up there above, and he was a-singing, "What is life without love?" Then Cowboy Copas was there by chance, made everyone cry, singing "Tragic Romance." There was Roy Acuff, unloved and unclaimed, with Riley Crabtree in shackles and chains. Was Jimmy Dickens sleeping at the foot of the bed? Well, it seemed that heaven was just about full when came Tex Ritter and his mad frame of bull. That changed the tune of the heavenly band. I woke up a-singing, "Jesus, hold my hand." The dream was over, so this is the end. But I hope someday to dream the same again. I'll tell St. Peter to watch and await and stop Tex Ritter's frame of bull at the gate.
This is Ponderous Man, really ponderous. I had this dream the other night. I went to work one day, and nobody remembered who I was. So I decided to take the day off. On my way out, I run into my boss. He says, "Hey, you look familiar." I said, "Thanks. People say that a lot in these dreams." And the horns kicked in. My shoes started to squeak. Then all of a sudden, I'm standing on a beach in some tropical part of the world, and there's a sign that says, "Aren't you supposed to be at work?" Sort of screamed out at me. And I remember, I'd been here in other dreams. Usually there was a water polo game, and a girl who could talk with her eyes, and she'd say,
"Can you see what I'm saying?"
Horns kicked in, and my shoes started to squeak. Before I knew it, I was walking near a lake when a phone rings, and the operator speaks to me in a language I don't understand. Then the horns kicked in. Started to squeak. Before long, I was coming up on this really weird part of my dream. You know, the part where I know how to tap dance, but I can only do it while wearing golf shoes. Now I'm back on the beach, walking with this girl who talks with her eyes. This time she says,
"I think you see what I'm saying."
Then, just before I woke up, it started to rain in Southern California.
Boom, Papa Chaka Makanano Sing Kao. Ding Kabalala Wane Damu Ching Pao. Heavy Kabalua Kamajana Sing Ki. Boom, Papa Chaka Mana One is now free.
The girl talked with her eyes.
"Can you see what I'm saying?
She's supposed to be at work." This is Ponderous Man. Really ponderous.
Ooh.
Last night I had a lovely dream. I saw a big parade with ticker tape galore, and men were marching there the like I'd never seen before. Oh, the bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. Oh, happy day, I give my pay to see them on parade. Their paunches at attention and their striped pants at ease. They've gotten patriotic and they're going overseas. We'll have to do the best we can and bravely carry on. So we'll just keep the laddies here to manage while they're gone.
Together.
Oh, we hate to see them go.
The gentlemen of distinction in the army.
The bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. It seemed a shame to keep them from the wars they love to plan. We're all of us contented that they'll fight a dandy war. They don't need propaganda, they know what they're fighting for. They'll march away with dignity and in the best of form. And we'll just keep the laddies here to keep the lassies warm.
Everybody sing.
Oh, we hate to see them go.
The gentlemen of distinction in the army.
The bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. We're going to make things easy because it's all so new and strange. We'll give them silver shovels when they have to dig a hole. And they can sing in harmony when answering the roll. They'll eat their old cake rations from a hand-embroidered box. And when they die, we'll bring them home and bury them in Fort Knox.
Again.
Oh, we hate to see them go.
The gentlemen of distinction in the army.
Oh, we hate to see them go.
The gentlemen of distinction in the
what my name is.
Last night you had a dream. You were in it and I was in it with you. Everyone that I know, everyone that you know was in my dream. I saw a vampire, saw a ghost. Everybody scared me. You scared me the most. In the dream I had last night. In the dream I had last night. In my dream.
The city in the sea. When Sophia Loren heard I was there, she tried to contact me. She invited me to come to a rendezvous to dine and have a drink. While on my way we sprung the link, my gondola began to sink. Oh, what a dream, what a dream. It didn't seem quite fair, but the worst part of that dream is that it didn't end right there. I dreamed I once found Aladdin's lamp, and the genie said to me, I'll give you one wish if you'll agree, the second wish is for me. I had him change a flock of sheep into beautiful women for me to keep. He turned to me his wish to fulfill and turned me into a sheep. Oh, what a dream, it didn't seem quite fair. But the worst part of that dream is that it didn't end right there. Bardot was right there in my arms. My love had finally begun to turn. Nothing could foul this up. She came in close, about to kiss, when someone woke me up. Oh, what a dream, what a dream. It didn't seem quite fair, but the worst part of that dream is that it had to end right there. Oh, what a dream.
I had a wonderful dream about you. All right, get up, get up, get up. No time for lollygagging now. You had your rest. Wake up and smell the music. All right, I'm KBC. This is the Bit Slap, and tonight we venture into uncharted territory. This is a show I've never done before about dreams. All right, so hold on. We'll do the best we can. Start up top with Tiny Tim, of course. Welcome to my dream. That's nice, isn't it? And then you meet the nicest people in your dreams from Fats Waller, including people like Tiny Tim. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Hulk Hogan, too. Who knows? The lost dream was the Electric Prunes. We heard from the Del Reys. That's Lisa Kakala and her husband, Bob Venom. And they're from Hawaii. And that was, of course, the Dream Police. How many of you have had dealings with them? I see a lot of hands. Okay, Spot 1019, that was. And I don't know why they called it Ringo, but they did. Okay, and there it is. Which led us down another golden path. We started with Donna Lynn. I had a dream. I was a Beatle. I Dreamed I Saw the Beatles was Mark Platt from 2014. Mary Kellum from Memphis, and that was I Dreamed I Was the Beatle. Sonny Cole, I Dreamed I Was Elvis. And then the Dream Band Boogie, tying it all up, Hank Harrell and his Palominos. Let's see, Two New, that was This Is Ponderous. Melvin Reynolds, We Hate to See Them Go, but go they must, all right? I let you decide what I'm talking about there. Dream I Had Last Night. Back with the Electric Prunes again, this time covering a song by Randy Newman. I was surprised at that, weren't you? Yes. Mm-hmm. What a Dream I Had was the Playmates and the Majors. A wonderful dream. And I'll tell you, I haven't having wonderful dreams at all. I keep having the same sort of dream. It's not the same exact thing over and over again like Groundhog Day, but it's kind of the same plot in different locations and with different people. It's very weird, and I can't figure out what it relates to in my real life. But I did find an amazing product that helps me stop these annoying dreams once and for all. Listen to this.
Have you ever awakened in the middle of the night, confused, sweaty, anxious, and absolutely unable to go back to sleep? Not if you're sleeping on one of Dr. Downey's dream-changing pillows. Just snuggle in. Close your baby blues and you're on your way to health, wealth, and sexual fulfillment, or up to your ass in elephants. It's only a dream. You see, Dr. Downey's dream-changing pillows are filled with Yucca Mountain sludge that the government is trying to throw away. But due to a special deal, we have now gotten it available to hold your head solidly in place for a period of extended radiation-enhanced slumber. Or your money back, minus tax, payment, warehouse, and shipping charges. So call now. It's only five easy payments of $29.99 or a one-time charge for the next 5 years. Credit cards are accepted but not returned. Call now for Dr. Downey's dream-changing pillows. I wouldn't dream of sleeping without one.
Talk a little bit about our sponsor in this portion of our show. Bebop-a-rebop. Frozen rhubarb pie and rhubarb pie filling. You're walking through a meadow and through a herd of sheep. And you walk through the tall grass of that meadow, and all of a sudden, there's a cliff beneath your feet, 1,000 feet straight down is the surf. You're on the very edge of the cliff, and you're trying to keep your balance. But you fall slowly off the cliff.
Honey.
What? You're on the floor beside your bed.
Oh, what? What's that?
The quilt is wrapped around you.
Oh.
Good morning.
Your wife has brought you a cup of coffee.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
She opens the blinds. So bright. Everything is so green and spring-like.
How long have I been sleeping here?
You take a hot shower. Bowl of hot oatmeal with hot salt on it. You feel the torpor of winter. Just fall away. Out of your dormant period. You burst out of that front door. You start up that old lawnmower. You mow that lawn in 2 minutes. You get out the garden tractor. Dig up that garden. Put in about 20 tomato plants. You get out the paint, you stir it. Get that garage painted. Clean out that basement. You're under the stairs. Under the stairs, you find a guitar. You haven't seen that in 20 years.
was a Mel Bay guitar instruction book there. Learned about 15 new chords.
That, yeah.
And come upstairs.
Hi, why are you looking at me like that? What is it?
You know what?
Oh, that.
So you go in there for a while and you take care of that.
No problem.
Here you are. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Got all your chores done. Get in the car, go to the plant store, and you head down the highway. Oh, that wind feels so good. Pretty soon you're going 70 miles an hour. You go right past the plant store. Now you're out of town. You're going 100. Never knew this old car would go like this. Now a whole bunch of cars passing you. You look down and here you're wearing a blue and gold silk shirt with an STP insignia.
Come on, Mama, let's go get them Peckerwoods.
Out you go onto the track. You got her wound up to 120, 150. And now as you're coming around that turn, the hood raises and you're airborne. And you go up and over the crowd. And you're heading west over the ridge. When suddenly out of the cumulus clouds above, a German Messerschmitt comes straight at you. 2 o'clock. Push the stick to the left and you take her down. Way down, down, down. And then you pull back and you just miss a Holstein. Pull that nose up. And those trees, they're coming closer and closer and closer. Whoa! Hit that big pine tree and it bends and pitches the road and it hits the ground. You're trapped in the wreckage. The flames are licking at your white scarf and your flight jacket. And suddenly she's there.
Just relax. Let me cut you loose. Oh, there. Grab hold of my arm.
Oh, yeah.
And she pulls you out of the flaming wreck.
Put your arm over my shoulder.
Ow.
Hurry. Gotta get away from that wreck before it... She had some ammo aboard, huh?
She calls for help, and they take you to the camp hospital, and she visits you there.
Hi, Trooper. How you doing?
Not bad.
And over the next few days, you fall in love, of course.
There's something I need to tell you, Lieutenant.
What is it, Captain?
You ask her to marry you.
Well, okay.
But first, you have to get out of this POW camp. Did I mention the POW camp? Not while you're in? A German POW camp. You wait until late one night when the searchlights are all turned the other way and it's very quiet. And you head out through the barbed wire and up across the minefield. There's no moon, it's dark. But you're both very brave because you love each other so much. And you walk through the minefield and up a hill.
You okay?
I'm fine. You okay?
I'll go on ahead. You wait here.
Okay, be careful.
I will.
And you come over the top of that hill. And there's tall grass, but nobody around that you can see. Just some sheep. And you walk on a little farther. And then suddenly... Whoa! It's the edge of that cliff again. Yep, doggone it. That's time for a piece of pie, I say. Bebop a rebop, rhubarb pie. One little thing can revive a guy, and that is a homemade rhubarb pie. Serve it up, nice and hot. Maybe things aren't as bad as you thought. Well, mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie. Mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie. A bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie.
I had too much to dream last night.
A dream. Dream I had last night. I dream I went to the UN and set the whole nation right. I dream I called him old Castro, stood him on the floor, looked him right in the eye and said, boy, you got to go. I'm tired of your foolishness, and if you don't behave, I'm gonna grab you by your beard, give you a Georgia shave. It was a dream I had last night. I dream I went to the UN
and set the whole nation right. Then I told old Khrushchev, sitting there looking bad, get that junk out of Cuba before you make me mad. Dig up them missile bases, take them planes and all, or grab me a bat, use your head for the balls. It was a dream I had last night. I dream I went to the UN and set the whole nation right. Then into Washington they called me, and I went. That'll be the guest of the president. He said, Red, I'm glad to see you. So glad you come down here to help me run the Russian from the Western Hemisphere. I said, you can run the country. I'm gonna run the Senate. I'm gonna make a few changes with a few soul brothers in it. Ray Charles and Lightning Hopkins, the guy like Jimmy Reed, Bo Dylan, Big Maybell. All I need, it was a dream. A dream I had last night. I dream I went to the UN and set the whole nation right.
I had a dream, I don't know what it meant, but I dreamed Donald Trump was our president. There on election night, right by his side, his flunky Chris Christie along for the ride. But it gets worse, just wait, there's more. He made Jeff Sessions Secretary of War. And just like he promised, he built him that wall. He blew up Cuba and he carpet bombed Montreal. I had a dream, I woke up in a cold sweat. The Donald was elected in a huge upset. He made a bad deal with Putin, a secret pact with Assad. He told the Pope where to go, I swear to God. As for the Supreme Court, he got to choose. He filled the vacancy up with Lion Ted Cruz. His face was bright orange, his hair was just weird, but we were made great again, embarrassed and feared. Yeah, I had a dream, and here's how it went. I dreamed that the Trumpster was the president. His little finger on the button, he was doing his thing. Our new national anthem was My Ding-a-Lang. We were bought and sold like in Monopoly. He had the most hotels in the land of the free. Locked up the opposition and the demonstrators too. That would be me and it might be you. I had a dream, I'm not sure what it meant, when I dreamed Donald Trump was our president. And it wasn't even close, he won it in a landslide. Our new hot first lady, she was beaming with pride. If you think that's cool, don't fool yourself. He made Ben Carson Secretary of Health and Sarah Palin Secretary of Stealth. And if you think that's scary, well, just you wait. He made Newt Gingrich the Secretary of State and Rush Limbaugh the Secretary of Hate. Dreams come true and there's prophecy, and sometimes a nightmare is a reality.
Bob. Well, I dreamed I was running and the night was still. And then I looked around, something was on my heels. It had a great big pair of scissors, it was fuzzy like a bear. It was snapping at my head, trying to cut off my hair. Na 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 na. Well, I kept on running, it was right behind me. I found myself approaching the deep blue sea. I jumped in the water and I started to swim. And everything around me started going dim. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, I was scared. Na-na-na-na-na-na, wish I had a state in my bed. Well, the lights came on again and I was home in bed. I felt myself to find out if I was dead. But much to my surprise, I found I had no scars. But at the foot of my bed, there stood two men.
Did you ever feel as if you couldn't breathe? Your tongue is thick in your mouth, your throat is hoarse, your lungs are bursting for air. It seems as if the walls of your room are closing in on you, crushing you, crowding you, sealing you off from the rest of the world. And then you awake. It's only been a ghastly dream, a terribly vivid nightmare. But with your eyes open and your hands trembling and your body bathed in perspiration, you relax. At least you're in your own room, safe. It was only a dream. Or was it? This is a tale that the inmates of Bell Prison still whisper in the cell yards and corridors to this day. The story of John Day, a lifer, and his weird nocturnal dreams. It happened long ago, but cell 13, where it began, still enjoys its haunted history. Listen, and I'll tell you about John Day and his nightmare. One night at 12 midnight, the stone and steel corridors of Row A rang with the hoarse, terrible shouts of a man screaming for the guards. The prisoners, so rudely awakened, would normally have grumbled and yelled their annoyance, but something in the horrible moans and sobbings issuing from cell 13 stilled their tongues. The guards rushed to the cell and swung it open to find John Day crouched in the corner on the floor by his bed, now whimpering and crying, his hands to his throat. At the sight of the guards, he blurted about his nightmare. The hands, he babbled, the hands. Thick, calloused, lumpy hands, they were choking me. Oh, just a nightmare, the guards laughed. But that wasn't the end of it. It was only the beginning of many nights when Roe would be similarly disturbed. John Day and his nightmare about someone strangling him became the talk of Bell Prison. And John Day himself, sentenced to life imprisonment, grew steadily thinner and paler. The warden refused to listen to his pleas for another cell. He wouldn't cater to the whims of convicts. The prison doctor insisted that John Day was only shamming because other than a loss of weight, he was organically and mentally sound. But still the nightmare persisted, and John Day's nocturnal outcries became a familiar sound that the prisoners accepted as another rigor of their hard existence. But one night came a new sound, The escape sirens wailed over the yard. John Day had escaped, attacked a guard, and gone over the wall. The entire organization of Bell Prison went into action. Guards with bloodhounds scoured the surrounding countryside, and only 2 miles away, one guard with his dog came on a strange sight. A teamster with his heavy wagon pulled over to one side of the road, and lying on the ground, still in his prison uniform, his eyes bulging unnaturally in his head, lay John Day. He was dead. The guard approached the big teamster, a burly giant, and questioned him. The story was simple enough. John Day had halted him with a gun to make use of the wagon, and the teamster had fought back. Luckily, John Day's gun had misfired, and the man had been able to get his hands around his throat. The guard shone his flashlight on the teamster's hands. They were thick, calloused, and lumpy. Big, thorny fingers that had strangled the life out of John Day. Only a nightmare, Bell Prison had thought. Just a convict's curious dream. But when John Day's dead body was returned to the prison morgue, the story of Cell 13 became the terrible tale that it is to this day. And what of your dreams and your nightmares? If you ever imagine that fingers are at your throat throttling you, don't twist and turn. Wake up. Open your eyes. Maybe it's just a dream, but someone could be killing you.
Thank you. spot. It doesn't feel
like it's ever gonna stop.
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 Come awake when I arrive, hoping that this dream has died.
And you're welcome to come into my dream as long as you don't leave footprints, okay? No footprints. Take your shoes off. All right. All right. So how did we do? Not bad for a first show, huh? We started with, who was that guy up to top? That was Garrison Keillor from Prairie Home Companion. The Dream is curable by a piece of rhubarb pie. I don't like rhubarb pie, but I'll have blueberry. That's fine. Okay, Stiff Bader's I Had Too Much to Dream, covering the Electric Prunes. Robin Hitchcock, I Often Dream of Trains. Sadly, I don't. I did when I was younger, but not anymore. I don't know. Red's Dream was Louisiana Red. Loud Wainwright III, I Had a Dream. It came true! Nightmare from The Sinners. Another Nightmare from Boris Karloff, A Tale of Terror. And then John Entwistle, Nightmare, Please Wake Me Up. I'm not sure. I think that came from not Rigor Mortis, but the other one. I don't know. I'll check and forget to tell you. Okay, let's see. There was The Attack and Strange House. Sin, S-Y-N. The 14-Hour Technicolor Dream and Spot. Not Spot 19, 2019, 1019 like we had last set, but this is just plain Spot in my dreams. Okay, so I'm going to have some dreams. Like I said, I'll let you know if I get anything different on the dream scene, but I don't think so. I've been retired for 10 years, and I think they revolve around my guilt at not working, at being retired. I don't know, because I'm kind of in an office trying to get the hell out of there, and I can't find the door, and I have to go back and get my lunch, and you know, all that stupid dream stuff. Anyway, a couple more for you here. Hey, if I don't see you next week, I'll see you in my dreams.
Cementhead! I've heard a guy is going for overtime, but this is ridiculous. Goodbye there!
Papa O'Keefe, bum, 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 bum. I dream I am a poet, and I've written a book. Because I'd like to be someone of note, by dream or hook or crook. I'd like to be an Allen, a Gracie, or a Fred. I'd like to be a Lewis if the first name could be Ted. I'd like to be a Harris if the first name could be Phil. I'd even be a brother if the surname would be Mill. Now this is just a daydream that never can come true. And of dreams I am a hoarder, and to dream does things for you. The dullness of my life takes on a shining gleam. It doesn't cost a thing to dream. All day long and nighttime too, I sit and dream of things to do. And to dream too much doesn't always pay, but it pleases me to say, I'd like to be a Godfrey, a Gleason, or a Hope. And how I dream of Crosby, but I guess I'm just a dope. And when I think of Gable, it really makes me beam, but it doesn't cost a thing to dream. All day long and nighttime too, I sit and dream of things to do. And to dream too much doesn't always pay, but it pleases me to say, I'd like to be a Godfrey, a Gleason, or a Hope. And how I dream of Crosby, but I guess I'm just a dope. And when I think of Gable, it really makes me beam, but it doesn't cost a thing to dream. It doesn't cost a thing to dream.
In my dream, I suddenly realized that I was late for a very important appointment. And I was panicked, and I was going as fast as I could, trying to get ready. But I couldn't find my shoes. I was searching everywhere throughout the house, and whenever I did find one shoe, I'd put it on, and I'd go looking for the other shoe, and when I found the other shoe, I'd bend down to put that one on, and somehow the first shoe would have disappeared. And I'd go searching for it, and I'd find it, and I'd bend down, and the other shoe was gone again. And this happened repeatedly. And I'd look at the clock about every 15 seconds, and somehow another half hour had gone by. And I was starting to get very anxious. And the whole time, I was running around the house searching for my shoes. I was being followed by a giant Mickey Mouse alarm clock with this broad, maniacal grin that was taunting me. So finally, somehow, I managed to get both shoes on my feet, and I'm ready to leave the house, but I can't because there are hundreds of people in my living room blocking my way. And I'm pushing through these incredible throngs of people, and when I got to the door, I looked down and I saw that my shoes were gone again. And I was devastated. My life was over. I was going to miss my appointment. And then I looked up, and I saw that the reason that all these people were there was because Jesus had been resurrected from the dead in my living room. And he was wearing my shoes. And the crowds part, and they start pushing me towards him. And I arrived at the foot of the Lord, the Savior, and he was hovering a few feet above the floor, and he was radiating light. And I said to him, Jesus, Lord Christ, I'm late for an appointment. Could I please have my shoes? And Jesus smiled benevolently at me. and spoke some wise, mystical mumbo-jumbo, which I completely failed to comprehend. And then he raised his arms and ascended into heaven, taking all his followers, the saints, the chosen ones, and my shoes with him.